Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Well, it's the story we've watched all morning, of course, the story all of Chile is watching all morning, the steady emergence so far, 12 miners out of the 33 who've been trapped underground for more than 2 months, emerging to safety at the San Jose mine. Number 13 is 27-year-old Carlos Barrios. He's next to be rescued, or at least that's what we expect, making his way up the 2,000-foot shaft in the Phoenix capsule as we speak. Well, joining us now in Chile, Jose Miguel Soroka. Jose, you're one of millions of Chileans captivated by this story and watching. You headed to work later on today, or is it a national holiday in Chile, Rescue Day?
Very good question. I prefer a holiday, but now I'm working hard because I'm attorney at law here in the National Chamber of Commerce, and now I'm preparing a meeting of our director board. But I'm so happy for this man because yesterday I'm glued to my laptop and also to the TV and following whatever is happening. So much praise to God when there seemed to be no way. God had to work through these rescues and open another way. When one door closes, another opens indeed. For me, it was amazing. And also, I think that people who can't wait for anything, for even 5 minutes, should learn a lot from this rescue miners trapped for 70 days. And also, I'm very glad and with plenty of joyful when I see that in that place in Copiapó, there was a display of patriotic symbols like the Chilean flag, and that is a reflection of how our country has been determined to leave behind the memories of the recent earthquake and be successful in this rescue operation. That's are my my feelings.
Lessons in patriotism, lessons in perseverance, certainly in patience and in hope. Carlos Barrios from down there in Santiago, what is the enduring effect of this, do you think? I know you can't see into the future. None of us can. How big of an event in the Chilean psyche do you think? Does this have a persevering effect beyond, let's say, the next 3 months? I mean, the country's going to move on to other things.
Yes, of course. I think we join all Chileans around the world in joying happiness for every miner who comes out safely. But I think this is also a great event, not only for Chileans, also I think for miners in South Africa, for miners in Australia, for miners in China, for miners in North America. I think all the miners in the world should be proud because they are brave miners and heroic rescue savers in a fantastic rescue operations. I think it's not only for Chilean. I think this is a gift for all the world.
Jose Miguel Soroka, attorney in Chile, headed to work today, but probably not focusing on those meetings too terribly much. Jose, thank you for joining us as we await miner number 13. We expect him to be 27-year-old Carlos Barrios, next to be rescued among the 33 miners who were trapped. Some remain trapped 2,000 feet below the surface, making their way up in the Phoenix capsule at the San Jose mine.